Hey there, this is Justin with a quick note before today's episode. Today's episode is about American Corporate Partners, a great resource for veterans, and I really enjoyed my conversation with Tim. One thing I realized is that one of the things we talked about after I stopped the recording would be great for Beyond the Uniform listeners to know about, so I wanted to give a quick plug for this. Launched in the spring of 2016, the ACP Women's Veteran Mentoring Program connects female veterans with female entrepreneurs and business leaders for enhanced one-on-one year-long mentorships. ACP hand selects a mentor for each veteran based on her career and professional development goals. Veterans are mentored on topics ranging from building a civilian-friendly resume to managing work-life balance to refining leadership and networking skills. As part of the Women's Veteran Mentoring Program, female veterans will have access to exclusive networking events and career development workshops hosted throughout the year. The ACP team also provides personalized support for each mentorship, as well as customized resources tailored to every individual pair. Many of ACP's corporate partners actively recruit female professionals to participate in the mentorship program and are advocates of the initiative. ACP is also pleased to work with women-focused organizations, including 100 Women in Finance, Elevate Network, and Lean In. If this helps you, or if there's someone you served with that would benefit from this, please pass this on. Thanks and enjoy today's episode. Welcome back to Beyond the Uniform. I'm Justin Asiri, and each week I interview military veterans about their civilian career, how they got there, what they learned, and advice they pass on to other veterans as well. Today is episode number 151, where we talk about American Corporate Partners.
So no matter where you're coming or what you're doing from the military, I can find you a mentor in the United States in the career path of your choice.
Well, for longtime listeners, you have probably heard me mention hundreds of times, either before an interview, during an interview, or after an interview, or all three on the trifecta, about American Corporate Partners. This is a program I have observed from a distance for a long time and just have been extremely impressed. As you'll hear about today with my guest, Tim Cochran, we are going to talk about everything you need to know about ACP. And my hope is, no matter who you are listening to this, that you do not let the sun set today without reaching out to them. Because no matter who you are and where you are at right now, you can benefit from this. So let's just first of all talk about some of the companies that you'll see on their website. PepsiCo, Morgan Stanley, Disney, IBM, Unilever, 21st Century Fox. These are companies where they have relationships with mentors who are waiting, who are eager to mentor you, to answer your questions, to help you prepare for an interview, to expand your network, to improve your resume. One of the things that you'll learn about is that this is not just for people on active duty. It's not just for vets who have recently transitioned. Many of the people who do this completely free program have been out for 4, 5, 6+ years, and maybe they're looking to do a career change. Maybe they just want to expand their network. Maybe they're just trying to get better at a particular skill set. And for those of you, maybe you are all set, maybe you are 20 years into your civilian career, you could be a potential mentor, or you could be a potential source of funding for them. It takes them about $1,000 per person for a year, and all of that money, 98% of it, which is absurd for a nonprofit, it's extremely high, 98% of that funding goes directly towards this cause. And so maybe you're in a situation where you can donate that $1,000 that's going to make a life-changing, and I do not mean that by hyperbole. I really do believe this is life-changing for veterans, a life-changing difference for veterans, because it is completely free for veterans. As always, at beyondtheuniform.io, you'll find show notes where I have links to AdvisorNet, ACP, a bunch of things that we talk about today. You'll also find other great episodes, other incredible resources. So with that, let's dive in to my conversation with Tim about American Corporate Partners. Well, joining me today in New York is Timothy Cochran. Tim, welcome to Beyond the Uniform.
Thanks, Justin. Pleasure to be here.
I wanted to give listeners a quick background on Tim, but you know, for longtime listeners, you know, I'm a massive fan of American Corporate Partners. And if you've listened to episode number 62 with Hank Hughes, I think that's where I first heard about them. Hank was mentored by George Lucas through a partnership with American Corporate Partners. Pretty incredible. So very excited to delve into this. But Tim's background is he is the president of ACP Citizens Program at American Corporate Partners, which, as you know, is a nonprofit that offers free mentorship for long-term career development to the veteran community. Tim joined ACP after a 32-year career on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. Tim served in the U.S. Marine Corps for 4 years. So, Tim, let's maybe start broad. And what would you want listeners to know about ACP?
Well, a couple of things. I'll give a little bit of the history of ACP. ACP was founded by a guy named Sid Goodfriend. Sid was kind of the banker to the stars, the top 50 companies in America for both Merrill Lynch and then Credit Suisse. He was the top relationship guy there. So had a very successful banking career, and it was founded by he and his wife, Amy Goodfriend. Amy was one of the first, in fact, she was the first equity partner at Goldman Sachs, female equity partner there. And so they both had really great successful careers on Wall Street. Sid happened to be standing at the base of the World Trade Center on September 11th and was extremely affected, like all of us were downtown on that day. And from that period on, you know, he started thinking about what could he do for his country. And he, you know, over the course of that time, he started thinking and talking to people about different things that were going on with the military. Around 2008, as you remember, was the surge. And he and Amy happened to be sitting and looking at what was going on with all these thousands and thousands of men and women who were serving our country and thinking, what were they going to do when they came back to the States? And it wasn't just about getting them jobs, but as Sid knew, and as most of us know, that it was about meaningful jobs, right? It was jobs that were going to take care of their lives and their families, not just, you know, the one-off jobs. And so he turned to Indira Nooyi, who was a chairwoman at Pepsi at that time and still is, and he said, look, I'm going to quit my job. I'm going to start a mentoring program. If you provide the mentors, I'll put up the money, and we're going to connect these men and women as they come back from the state to the States to companies and give them a mentor for a year. And so he got a couple of more companies on board, and today we have 70 Fortune 500-type companies that provide mentors for our veterans. It's an amazing program, over 11,000 veterans. So in just that short time, less than 10 years, over 11,000 veterans have successfully completed the program and say it's changed their life. A little bit about the program, it's one of a kind. It's the only one like it in the United States because it's a full year. It's a one-on-one customized mentorship program where we hand select a mentor for each of the veterans' individual goals, right? Because not everybody's looking for a job. Some are just looking to figure out how they translate their skills into a corporate position. And so there's a lot to go into it, and it's pretty broad as far as what each of our veteran is looking for. But there's never a cost to the veteran. The companies actually come on, provide the mentorships through their employees. We're considered a community service program. They see it as an excellent program for their employees, and the employees find it as an incredibly rewarding way to give back to the military. And so what we ask our mentors and our proteges, our servicemen and women, to do is come on board, commit to a year-long program where it's 1 hour a month, and it's all career development. And it's everything from writing a resume to what goes on at an interview to what certain jobs requirements are, and pretty much opening up that network that mentor may have in the career path, and pretty much helping the veteran figure out exactly what his skills translate into the corporate world. And that's the basis for what our program is as far as the American Corporate Partners piece.
That's really incredible. I'm just thinking of over 140 interviews I've done at this point with different veterans in all sorts of careers, and almost every single one talks about how beneficial it's been to find people who give them advice, to find someone who's further along in the career to learn from. Not having to make all the mistakes yourself, not having to get all those scars and wounds, but actually learn from people who have had a lifetime doing something or had an extensive amount of time building up a skill set, and how much that accelerates them in whatever career direction they go. And I love that you found a way to really package this together and to connect them with someone at a Fortune 500 company. That's incredible access. To have that caliber of mentorship is just unreal.
No, I agree. I mean, I think back on my own transition and my own experience, and we had shared this a little earlier. What an opportunity. If you know that you want to go to a company like General Motors or AECOM or Bloomberg, across the board, really any career path you could want in the civilian world, we can get you a mentor, somebody who volunteers. They're looking for it. And I'm telling you, the mentors, part of our program is that we want our mentors to have as good of an experience as our proteges, because we only ask our companies to come on board for 1 year. They commit to a 1-year deal to come on board and provide mentors. So at the end of that year, we want the employees to go back and say, hey, look, not only was, did I feel like I helped somebody who served my country and provided this wonderful life that I have here, but at the same time, I walked away feeling great about it also.
Yep.
And that's really the wonder of it and the joy of it.
Is there, I'm just kind of thinking, you know, there's people who are listening who are years out from their transition and just starting to think about this and still on active duty. And then there's people who are on the other side. They transitioned several years ago. Is there an ideal time for someone to reach out to ACP? Is this something that they should do, you know, a couple months after they've separated? Is this something they do a couple months before they separate? What's that timing like?
Well, I think it's to be honest, Justin, it's different for everybody. Mm. If I were to say, you know, what's the ideal time? You get a guy who's 7-8 months getting ready to get out. He's probably if he's looking for a job and trying to figure out what his skills convert to in the corporate world, well, then he's probably the most ideal. But our veterans come to us, they're 2-3 years out, you know. And some guys are 2-3 years before they even come out because they're looking at school and taking opportunities like that. So it really is pretty broad. You don't know what you don't know. So it's an experience where you get to meet somebody who has already, like you said earlier, made the mistakes for you and help guide you. And try to translate what your skills are and maybe what certifications you need if you have a career path that you want to pursue. So it's different for everybody, to be honest. Mm.
And how much clarity should someone have? I'm thinking there's sometimes people I speak with, they're like, you know, I have no clue what I want to do. I don't even know where to start. I'm wondering, is there, is there work that they can do in advance to kind of narrow down the set, or is it okay to kind of come and just say like, hey, this is what I've done and this is the things I'm thinking about, but I'm not really sure?
Yeah. And honestly, it really is that, mm-hmm. You know, it's a guy who tomorrow wants to pick up the phone, go on the internet and take 5 minutes to fill out an application and really get direction, you know, take a look at the companies, the 70 companies on our website, not to mention our citizens program, which I'll go into with you. But, I mean, we did a survey since 2010, over 10,000 of our veterans we surveyed, and 67% of them said that they came to us to learn about what career opportunities are out there. Another 70% came to us just to improve their resume and their interview skills. And another 65% said it was to build their network of professionals. So that's pretty broad when you think about where they are in their transition. You know, a guy might go into a job, he's got a great job right out of the service, but he doesn't know anybody, right? So he wants to get a mentor who's going to be in that space. I was just over at Johnson & Johnson, and they had guys there from Bristol-Myers and other companies that were in their space, in that medical and pharmaceutical space. And you could just see in the room, all these guys knew each other, and the young proteges were just, you know, delighted to be able to make all these new introductions. So those are the kind of things you get out of the program.
That's, I mean, I, that sort of experience is like life changing. To be in a room with people like that, that's something that people could spend 10 years of a career or 15 years to get into a room with those sorts of people, and to have access from the get go to that caliber of people is just it's unreal.
No doubt. I mean, think about it. There's so many job fairs and career paths that our veterans are getting hit with day in and day out. And it's overwhelming. Now, all of a sudden, I give you somebody who's got 6 to 8 years experience. They've already done it. They've been there. They take you by the hand on a monthly basis. They're answering your questions at the least on a monthly basis. Most of our mentorships go even more than that because they're talking to them. You know, some of them are weekly. And it's just depending on what you want to get out of it. And you're right. It is life-changing because there's somebody who you have – you can send all those questions that you have in your head, especially once you get in a job and you don't want to, you're fearful of asking certain questions. Now you got somebody you can pick up the phone and ask on a daily basis if you had to. That's so it's really cool stuff.
And you mentioned the Citizens Program, which I understand to be that's your main role there. What is the Citizens Program?
Yeah, so obviously I started talking to Sid, a good friend, well over almost 2 years ago. So I came out of the New York Stock Exchange. I have over 32 years on the floor. I went there right out of the Marine Corps, and so I have a pretty deep corporate experience. But when I was getting out of the Marines, the last place I thought I was going to wind up was at, like I said, Bristol-Myers Squibb or General Motors or whenever other companies. You know, I was looking at that website and saying, you know, I was a kid from Brooklyn. I thought I was going to be a cop, a fireman, or a backhoe driver. I never thought I'd wind up on Wall Street. And I only did that because the guy who ran technology at the New York Stock Exchange was a former Marine. So when I got out, I was my claim to fame was I was the mine detector repairman at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. I spent almost my whole enlistment other than school in Gitmo. And so when I got back to the States, how the hell do you transform being the mine detector repairman to a job? I didn't see any job listings. And sure enough, I went for an interview with the exchange through a friend of a friend. And like I said, the guy who ran the place was a former Marine. And I remember him laying a schematic out in front of me and saying, all right, follow the signal here. And then I looked at it, and I never saw a schematic like that in my life. And I looked at the guy, and he could see the fear in my face. And he reached down, he crumpled the thing into a ball, and he said, you're not going to need this anyway. He said, if you can make it through Paris Island, I can train you. And sure enough, you know, that's how I wound up in my first job. Then I wind up on the floor of the exchange, and there was a bit of a Marine Corps mafia down there where, you know, there were a bunch of former Marines, and they all looked out for each other. And so I was blessed to have that kind of mentorship. I had other servicemen and women who were there on the trading floor and brought me down through the ranks, you know. But when I started talking to Sid, that's the experience I said to him. And, you know, and he kind of looked at me with a grin, if you know Sid. And he said, you and hundreds of other veterans are coming to us with the same story, that they don't see themselves in the corporate. And so he had just started a program called the Citizens Program. And that was launched a couple of years ago for individuals who weren't affiliated with the ACP corporate program, right? So it enables a guy who might be an HVAC guy or an electrician, a plumber, be a cop or a fireman, like I was saying, or an educator or somebody to come into the program and mentor our veterans, because our veterans want every career that's in America, right? It's not just the corporate side that we provide, but they also want it from the citizen side as we defined it. And so that's how the Citizens Program, and that's what I come in. I come in and I'm constantly looking at smaller companies, government contractors. I talk to a bunch of different organizations that your listenership probably understands, like AFSCEA and AEMP and the smaller contractors, so that I can get those niche cybersecurity guys and real estate, right? Construction, smaller companies where 10, 20 different mentors versus the big corporate types. So that's where our citizens fit in. So no matter where you're coming or what you're doing from the military, I can find you a mentor in the United States in the career path of your choice.
That's awesome. And I love that too, because, you know, having done so many of these interviews, I see, you know, whatever the career path is, there's some veteran doing it. Like, veterans are capable of doing anything. And so putting them in contact with someone who's gone before them, it's just a way to accelerate that path and just take a lot of the mystery and uncertainty out of that process.
No doubt. I mean, it's a scary thing. You see it. I get to hear it every day, right? So this has been one of the most joyous things I've done in my life, is coming in here, especially being a former Marine. But you'll hear veteran after veteran saying, hey, I thought this was going to be an easy transition. I had all these skills, 10, 15 years, 20 years, 5 years in a career here in the military, and I was going to walk out and into a job. And then you're like, oh my gosh, you have no idea what you're walking into.
What is, you know, that's one of the things I wanted to ask about too. I mean, it's first of all, incredible, 11,000 veterans in 10 years. I wanted to try and dig into some of the trends, and I'm just curious, you know, from your own experience or from the people you've interacted with, do you see any common misconceptions that someone has about their civilian career? Especially like, you know, I thought it was going to be like this, and it was instead something completely different.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, I think from what I'm, my experience so far, and from, you know, obviously I'm dealing with all the staff day in and day out, and I get to talk to our veterans, many of them tend to underplay their accomplishments. You know, they often lock themselves into thinking that they must do something similar to what in the civilian world that they did in the military. But the whole point of ACP is to break that down. You know, break that barrier down and figure out exactly how to apply the veteran's skills to a new career. So, you know, that's why it might be good to be 2 or 3 years before you even get out, because you might want to, you know, you might have been a truck driver in the military, but you really want to go into marketing, and you've taken advantage of the GI Bill. And so, you know, now I give you somebody who's in marketing, it's totally away from what you did, but yet you say to yourself, geez, that's something I can do. He did it. And I hear, you know, those are the skills that I have, and that's something I can go with. So I think a lot of them wind up pigeonholing themselves to say, oh, well, this is all I know, so this is what I have to do in the civilian world. I also think that they find that, you know, it's going to be easier to find a job than it actually is. I you know, with unemployment less than 5%, right, there's plenty of jobs out there. But the fact of the matter is, it's about meaningful employment. That's all that Sid, you know, he founded this place on the idea that it wasn't going to be good enough just to get somebody a job. They're going to have to be able to get out. You know, and most of our veterans coming to us, the average age, I think, is like 33. So they've done 10 years. You know, they've done 15 years. And so they might have 2 or 3 kids. They have, you know, big responsibilities. And getting out, I think the national average is like $44,000 for a veteran. Well, if $44,000 in New York getting a job, you're going to have to get food stamps or at least a second job to provide for your family, because that's just not going to do it. We did a survey. Here's some of the juice from ACP, which I'm pretty excited about. We did a survey of veterans who got jobs over the course of our program last year, and the average salary was $75,000. Mm. So, I mean, that's the difference between that 44,000 national average and our national average of guys who get a mentor, who spend that year with them, talking to them, and figuring out where they're going. You know, it's all the difference in the world. You're talking almost 100% higher rate because somebody helps you translate your skills into the perfect job for you. You know, you go to a job fair, these guys are like the mayor from the Wizard of Oz. He hands the scroll and, here, pick one of your 2,000 jobs. Well, how the hell am I supposed to figure my way through that? I don't know how to translate what I did into one of those on that piece of paper. Now, you know, you go to ACP and he gives you a guy that works in the industry. He's able to listen to you and figure out, well, you have these skills. I see these things being done day in and day out. He goes into HR and finds out exactly what opportunities are in his company, and if not there, somewhere within his network. I mean, for me, it blows me away, right? I mean, especially being somebody who transitioned. I see it as a great opportunity.
And you know, one thing I just want to point out too is, like, this is not something that's just about the transition. Like, I'm you know, almost 10 years out of the military, and I'm still seeking mentors. And that's something that I will do as long as I'm working. It's just always, as you grow, you're always finding someone else who's further ahead that you can learn from. That's a commonality amongst high-performing individuals, is they don't go it alone. They're always finding people who can help and advise and find these potholes. So I just want to point out for listeners, like, I think that this is obviously ideal as you think of that transition to a civilian life, but this is not a one-off in terms of this is not just something that transitioning veterans are doing. People all over the world are finding these mentors, and I love the structure that ACP has set up around this because it makes that so much easier to access when you're coming out of the military.
Yeah, and listen, this is where the magic of Sid's brilliance in putting this thing together. You know, when he was at Merrill, he saw all these different mentoring programs, right? And he saw a lot of failure at it. And the simple fact was that, you know, you connect two people together and it's up to them to constantly stay in touch and to get the most out of it. But when you got a guy who's in the military, he might be, you know, who knows what they're going through. And at the same time, you got a guy in the corporate world who's working day in and day out. Our staff, we have almost 40 staff here. That's the whole joy of the mentorship program here, is that somebody is overseeing that mentorship. When you come into the program, you get assigned an OA, an operational assistant. And that person, once they sit down with you, they'll get on the phone with you, find out what your hopes and dreams are, and then they make sure that the program is working for both participants. Right, because like I said, we need our companies to come on year after year. And if their mentors, you know, their employees go back and say, hey, I'm not getting anything out of this program, you and I both know what's going to happen then. So we need somebody who's actually sitting there and making sure that these connections are being made, that both the protege and the mentor are making those calls each month, that they are setting goals, that the resumes are being written, that, you know, they are setting up interviews. And so that's why we have the success rates that we have. And, you know, there's a lot of work that goes in from our people on our side.
I love that. I love that structure and I love that process. And I can see how that really does help each person get the most out of it. And I want to go back to what you'd said, those common misconceptions, because I thought those three that you pointed out are just so spot on and they resonate with what I've learned from these interviews. And that first one of underplaying accomplishments, the number of times that I've interviewed a veteran and they talk about in that first job search how they weren't comfortable selling themselves. They weren't comfortable, you know, being able to play up their accomplishments. And especially given that they're interviewing and competing with other people who are really good at that, people who have done this in the civilian world for a long time, and they have no qualm, you know, sharing their story and talking about the impact they had. Do you have any thoughts on that, of like, how can a veteran approach that? How can they be better at speaking to what they've accomplished and not feeling slimy about it?
Listen, at the end of the day, right, life is about experience. You and I both know that. You said it a little earlier. Constantly look. I mean, look at my career. I started out in Gitmo, wound up on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. I built a huge business there with a kid. I don't even have a college degree, but it was all about timing in a lot of sense and having the right people in my life. I mean, I've run for Congress. I started a real estate company, and today I'm making a difference, I believe, through ACP, working with veterans. And so it's those people that have been in your life along the way. You have to open up and you have to listen. There's, you know, life, when you think about it, it's all about experience. That's why a mentor, you listen to any of these guys who are out there in this space right now, in the job hiring space for veterans, and they'll tell you hands down it's about the mentor, because it's a whole different world between the veteran space. You know, when you're in the military, right, you faced it, I faced it, and the transition in vet is going to face it. It's a whole nother culture when they step out here into the real world, as we'd like to call it. And so there's not a lot that you can do to prepare for that other than having somebody who's already experienced it. So it always comes back to having somebody like that. And for a guy who might be coming out of Tennessee or Duluth, Minnesota, who's never you know, really experienced a job. They went from high school or right from college right into the military. They've never even worked in the private sector. So it's the cultural piece is a big piece. So the preparation will have to come from, and I just happened to be with a general who was telling me a story about he felt that the greatest mentors he had in the military were the people that worked for him versus the people who worked above him. So it all depends on who you're listening to, and I think the preparation comes from that. I think if I were to tell, you know, I happen to be a mentor myself, and it's about, it doesn't come easily to sell yourself. It takes a while, and it's an experience, but, you know, it behooves you to get a mentor or somebody that will walk you through. I think that's one of the things that I find as one of the misconceptions you see. You know, things move a lot faster in the military, you know, than they do in the outside world. So you have to, it's the waiting game can be pretty tough when it comes down to going on an interview. You could wait weeks and weeks thinking, oh my gosh, did I screw this up? Did I say the wrong thing? And having somebody that you can pick up the phone and walk you through that process, it's all the difference in the world.
And I love that too, because, you know, as you work with that mentor, they're going to help you translate your stories. You're going to be able to talk about what you did in the military, and they're going to help you craft that story in a way that fairly represents what you did. I think you're so right. People underplay it. It's not even about overdoing it. It's about just giving yourself and your team the credit that you deserve for what you did. And so I love that thought of having a mentor to help in that. And I love that second one that you pointed out. You know, most people, you'd said, think that they need to do something similar in the civilian world that they did in the military. And that's been one of the big goals of this podcast, is just showing, like, hey, you have, you know, we've talked with ESPN photographers, we've talked with authors, like, what you do in the civilian side, you can do a complete reset. And so I love that you're bridging that gap of saying, like, hey, this may be what you've done, but let's talk about what you can do, and let's find someone who's doing that so you can learn about what that's like.
Yeah, that's, you got it, Justin.
And then the third thing you pointed out, what I just wanted to circle back to, is, like, you know, most people think it'll be easier to find a job than it is. And I'm just wondering, do you have any thoughts on that? Like, what's the typical time it takes someone to find a job? Or as someone's planning ahead, how long should they plan to be doing that search? Or how much money should they have on hand to be able to pay the bills while they're finding that ideal job?
That's one of the biggest problems right now that's facing our veterans, right? Because a lot of them don't have the ability to save coming out. They're living on whatever the hell they're scraping by on as it is. They get paid next to nothing in the military. It's not like they have the opportunity to put a lot of money away. So they're taking the first job that comes down the pike. The time period is different for everyone, right? Your 0311, your ground pounder is coming out, and he's thinking, oh, geez, where the heck? I got to take whatever the heck comes down the pike, because he hasn't had the opportunity to cultivate what, you know. And I look at that guy and I say, geez, if I had that guy as a clerk on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, he'd make a great clerk, because he knows how to react under different circumstances, under chaos. So we all see things differently. But, you know, you look at some of these national averages, the military our guys and gals are the most underemployed in the workforce, because they're taking whatever comes down the pike. You know, 50% of them are leaving that job within the first year. We just did a survey I think it was 2015 into 16, of the veterans who went through our program and got a job while in the program or at the end of the program, and 82% of them are still in that job, where the national average says they're leaving at 50%. So it just keeps coming back. I mean, obviously, this is my life, and, you know, probably sounds like an infomercial, but I can show you the numbers. I mean, this is it's not rocket science. To have somebody to walk you through makes all the difference. And then when you get there, you're able to hold on to that job because you know a hell of a lot more about it than just taking it cold. And then you don't have to transition again. What a nightmare to have to take the first job because you're fearful of being able to take care of your family and then trying to figure it out.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. So walk us through. You said at the start it's a 5-minute application. I'm just kind of curious. Let's say someone listening right now is really interested in moving forward on this. Could you just kind of take them through with that process of what it looks like from going to your website to then actually getting connected with a mentor?
Sure. So you go to the website. It's very simple. Honestly, it's you hit up the Protégé for service members. It's a link. It'll come up. You punch in your name. And the next thing you know, there's it's a one pager in front of you. It'll ask you your experience and what you're looking for and what you're looking to get out of it. And so that's the basic. It's no more than 4 or 5 minutes. And then within 24 hours, somebody on our staff will reach out to you with an email to set up a call. And then on that call, it'll be about a 15-minute process of where they really try to delve into exactly what you're looking for and what you want to do or what you don't, you know, you don't know what you don't know. So you have to figure it out. And so that's what they're looking for. And that's what their experience is to try to figure out who's going to be the best mentor for you. And then once they get all of your information, they will then go into our database and start. So this isn't Match.com. We actually handpick every single mentor. Mm-hmm. They go in there, they'll look for keywords, they'll find people who have the same experiences and background that you may be looking for. It might be geographically, if you want to, you know, it might be somebody who's, you're in Georgia, you want somebody in Georgia, but it could be somebody who's in another state that really fits you. And then they will propose both the mentor and the protege to each other. Because you might say, you know, I really don't want to work with that kind of person or this person, or they really don't have the things that we talked about. But we want both sides to really, we want this to work. So then the mentor and the protege are then connected by the OA. They do a call. And once that call, it's off to the races. Then we ask for 12 significant conversations at the least once a month. And both sides have to buy in, right? It's not just about the mentor being there for the protege. The protege's got to be there too. And that's where the OA guides that whole process. There's a guidebook that we send out. Then depending on what your hopes and dreams of getting out of the mentorship, they will design a program for you and the mentor to work together. So it really could be for the guy who has absolutely no clue what he wants to do or where he fits. They're the person we're working the hardest for.
That's exceptional. Is there restrictions on who can do this? Let's say someone's been out for 13 years. Like, is there any requirements for someone to do this besides being a military veteran?
We just ask that they have it's a post 9/11 program.
Yep.
So all of our veterans come in after September 11th. And we just ask that they have served 180 days of active duty during that time period. So listen, a lot of our guys come in to us. They've been out 4, 5, 6 years, and they all of a sudden say, "Hey, I need to grow my network. I want to make a career change, and I've been in marketing. And I want to go into sales, and I need to talk to somebody in this space, or I want to go into a whole nother industry." You know, I was a corpsman in the Navy. I got out and I went into healthcare, and you know what? I made a mistake. I want a real estate guy. It doesn't matter to us. As long as you have post 9/11 experience at the door and honorably discharged under honorable conditions, the program is open free of charge to you.
That's great. I mean, there is no downside. You're talking about an investment of an hour or two to get this started and a commitment of 12 hours a year, which I'm going to go out on a limb and say any human being on the face of the planet can squeeze out 12 hours in a year to do this. There's just no downside. And it's the type of what's mind-boggling for me is, you know, having gone through business school and having worked in the civilian sector for a while now, this is something people would pay money for, to get access to these sorts of people and this sort of mentorship and this sort of guidance. People would pay money for, and this is absolutely free for veterans. I think that's just such an incredible resource.
Yeah, and listen, people do pay money for it, but I'm telling you, you know, it's so rewarding for us because, you know, so I even talked to you about this earlier. So 98% of every dollar that comes into us goes directly into the program. So in our case, we don't have any marketing. Everything is word of mouth. We have about 3,000 veterans currently in the program, and it's all everything from LinkedIn to Facebook to we are part of the TAP program, so they do hear about it. But you know what it's like going through TAP. A lot of these guys, Look, it's like Charlie Brown's teacher, right? They hear wah, 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 whereas, you know, they're not even really listening, and myself included. You know, I already had the idea of where I wanted to go and what I wanted to do. So it's, you know, it's imperative for us to be able to get great experiences, and most of us, it's all by referral that people know about ACP.
That, you know, that brings me to one other question. I'm just thinking, you know, there's probably some listeners who are well-established in their career, further along, but there's probably still ways that they can support ACP. If someone's listening to this and they really – what you're saying resonates with them and they want to support, what are ways that they could support out what you guys are doing?
Well, obviously, either it's not only open to protégés. Like I said, the Citizens Program, whether their company is here or not, I need mentors. At any given time, I have anywhere from 200 to 300 veterans on a waiting list, but that's usually on a pare-down situation, so it's never like you're going to be sitting there for a long period of time, but we're always trying to find the perfect fit. I would love to have any of your listeners who feel that they would be a great mentor and they have something to give back. For the Citizens Program, if they're not – so our company's funded, right? It costs us about $1,000 a year for each mentorship. And that's, like I said, it's free to all the veterans. So part of what I do on the citizen side is I'm constantly looking for funding as well as mentors and mentors who can fund themselves. Like I said, it costs me about $1,000 a year, and that's nothing more than staff, technology, and, you know, keeping the lights on. Everything goes right into the program. But in general, you know, you could go to our website and hit the donate button. We'd love to have your help support, because I get plenty of, you know, it's kind of tough to get a cop. He might be on fixed income and he's, you know, he's got 15, 20 years as a firefighter or a cop or a retired educator, to come up with $1,000 to be a mentor. And I need them. So we take them into the program and then I have to go out and look for funding. We don't have a development team here or any kind of fundraising other than, you know, people out of the goodness. We have a lot of guys who will say, look, Timmy, I don't have the time to do a mentorship, or I have a company that has two or three mentors, but we can write you a check for $5,000. And so we're constantly balancing that funding versus the mentor piece. But look, you can go to our website and fill out a mentor option, or send me an email. My email's right there on the website, and we can have a conversation, and there's so many different ways.
Well, Tim, this is exceptional, and I always just like to keep the last question more open-ended, and that's just, you know, you've covered so much ground, you've shared so many incredible insights for listeners. I like to leave the last question, though, just to say, what have we not talked about that you want to make sure that listeners know?
Look, you know, we didn't talk about AdvisorNet. One of the things that we have is what we call our ACP AdvisorNet. And that might be it's obviously it's open to everyone. But if you go to our website and you look up in the right-hand corner, there's a tab that says ACP AdvisorNet. If you click on that, that's a community of tens of thousands of veterans and mentors who will be there available to answer a question and the one-offs. So say you're a guy who's in, I don't know, Wellsburg, New York, and you're going home and you're trying to think of where you're going to work in that area. You can punch in your zip code, and it'll show you dozens of people who work in companies there that might not be part of our corporate program. They might not even be mentors in our full one-year program, but they're there and available, and they're willing to answer any questions and tell you about opportunities that are in your area. At the same time, there's all the veterans there that and is a constant questions board, and there's also – we have a jobs board there also. So you can go on there and look for jobs at the same time. So AdvisorNet was built for us by IBM, a lot of technology came into it from GE, and they put this thing together. And it's a great, incredible tool for anybody who's just looking to network, find out about what opportunities. Like I said, all you have to do is punch in your zip code, and thousands and thousands of people are there waiting to answer any question that you might have towards your career goals.
this is great. Well, for listeners, I'm going to put links in the show notes to AdvisorNet and everything that we've discussed. You can find ACP at just acp-usa.org. Just Google ACP or American Corporate Partners. You'll find them as well. Tim, thank you so much, not just for talking with me today, but also for the work you do. It's just very clear the impact you're having on the veteran community. And I have been a fan from afar for a very long time. And so it's just an honor to speak with you and try and get this in front of more veterans.
Bob, we appreciate it, Justin. Trust me, it's been a blessing for me, and we really look forward to having your veterans come on board. Anybody has any kind of questions, please don't hesitate to just shoot us a quick email or a phone call. We'll help walk you right through the program, and I literally will tell you, it will be a life-changing experience.
Surface.
Thank you for listening and for sticking around. I wanted to just do a quick debrief, starting to do this, just kind of hashing out what stuck out with me for the interview. I would love to hear what sticks out for you. You can add that in the show notes, in the comment section. Let's get a discussion going and further our learning with each other. So, this is just something that is inspiring to me to talk about with Tim, because I am such a big believer in mentors, advisors. I would not be where I'm at without it. For me to set this up, it took so much work of reaching out, getting rejected. It's like almost like dating all over again, of finding a good fit. And what I love about ACP is they take all of that work out of it. They take the work of finding the right person, of vetting them, of aligning them with your interests. They do that heavy lifting for you. And the fact that it only takes 5 minutes to apply is really unreal. I think that one of the things that stood out for me as well, I just really appreciated the way that Tim articulated the common challenges that he sees veterans face. And I can 100% agree with what he said. Underplaying accomplishments, absolutely. Nearly every interview talks about that, talks about how vets undersell themselves when they're applying, when they're interviewing, even in their role. I love what he talked about people thinking that they have to do something similar. That's why Beyond the Uniform exists, to show you a fertile landscape of so many different career possibilities. And I know that can be intimidating in some ways. Having so many possibilities makes it more difficult. But I love that Tim talked about ACP is committed to helping you find meaningful employment, not just finding a job, but a job where you thrive and where you love what you're doing. So I love that he pointed that out as well. And then the third point, 100% agree with. Most vets think it will be easier to find a job than it is. It makes sense while we're in the military. We talk about how grateful our country is, how they're eager to hire us. And one of the things I took away, afterwards, Tim and I talked a little bit, it came through. Like, he's at the stock exchange. People are ringing the bell there, and he's literally going up to them and getting them to become mentors. And he talked about how they're all so eager to do this. Everyone he talks to at these incredible companies, these people have very busy schedules. They're all so eager to mentor. But what I take away from this is, people are willing to help, but sometimes people don't know how to help. They don't have that vehicle. They don't have the handholding to know exactly how to help out veterans. ACP is doing that, but I hope you also take away from that, yes, people are grateful for your service. Yes, they want to help you, but a lot of times they don't know how. And so don't expect to just get a job. Don't expect just to get something handed to you. It is going to be more difficult and take longer than you expect. So an extra incentive to be putting away that money so you can have the flexibility to take your time to find your ideal career. Those were the things that stood out with me from this. It was just, you know, interesting for me, having been from a distance watching ACP, getting that behind the scenes view about AdvisorNet, about the Citizens Program, about just ACP in general. Love them even more after learning more in detail about what they're doing. And I really, really, really do hope that no matter who you are listening to this, whether you're on active duty, not transitioning for 3 years, whether you're 10 years out of your transition, you can benefit from ACP. It's 12 hours a year, and I guarantee it will save you hundreds of hours of your own time. Check them out today, and I will be back next week with more interviews about military veterans, or with military veterans about their civilian career. Take care.